Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Dimitri
at our first ever night at the Bill Murray.
And the theme was reunion.
Wow, light. Stage. So, me and my best friend, we'd been planning on starting our own hip-hop band since we were seven. But funny thing happened. I changed schools and they completely ghosted me. I had no idea why, and I was pretty mad. I was upset, but you know, whatever. I moved on. I met this girl, Natalie. We started going out. She was also into hip hop. And one day, she's really excited to tell me about this this new band. She says, you know, they're called Musica Ficta, and you know, have I heard of them? I like, no, and also that's a terrible name. Anyway, she plays me a song and I'm like, okay, I can see that, you know. And they also sounded sort of familiar. And I was like, what are these guys, you know? And then she takes out her phone and she shows me one of the guys on Facebook. And she's like, oh my God, they're so hot. And I take her phone and I'm like this. And I look at her phone for a solid kind of 5 seconds. And then my hand is still there and the phone drops. And I'm still looking at my hand. And yeah, the phone's like broken on the floor. And you guys probably know like what I saw. Like I saw my two best friends. It was Nikos and Pavlos and in matching Musica Ficta shirts. And so psyched to start this band with my best friend is what the caption read. And I'm kind of standing there still kind of looking at my empty hand and going, oh, best friend, oh, band, oh, caption, oh, fan. And Natalie's kind of on the floor, kind of picking up the pieces of her broken floor. And she looks up and she goes, are you okay? And but I kind of ignore and wander off and I'm still repeating like fragments of that caption to myself and laughing like a lunatic. needless to say that no matter how many times I apologize, she'd have none of that. She said we were done, you know, that was fucking weird. And we were over it was over. And it was in that sort of state of mind that I had the craziest and definitely the stupidest idea I'd ever come up with. So I went off and I bought two tickets for Musica Ficta's next live. And I took a photo of the tickets and I sent it to Natalie and I go like, you know, you want to meet these guys. And bear in mind, you know, we're broken up, so it would take her anything between 8 hours and 3 days to reply to me to a message normally. But I get an instant reply going, you know, Musica Ficta, and about like a trillion question marks. And I, you know, I tell her, I know them, but you know, it's complicated. And you know, she had no more questions. She's like, oh my God, I love you so much. I can't wait for this live. So I'm like, okay, this is working. So we turn up at this live, and you know, we have a drink and we're laughing, and it's going well. And then they're on stage, Musica Ficta, and my former best friends, and Natalie's like, whoa, you guys rock, you know, I love you. And I'm like, oh, again, I kind of look at my hand again, and I go like, oh, friends, oh, band, oh, new friend. And again, she kind of turns around. She's like, oh, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, don't worry. So the show kind of ends, and I really like I have to deliver on what I promised. So I walk backstage into that kind of reunion, that weird reunion that I was, you know, shitting myself over. And one of the guys just looks at the other one and goes, I told you to show up. And this guy, and he says, look, man, you know, I'm sorry, but you just can't join our band. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want to join your stupid band. You know, why would I want to join a band called Musica Ficta anyway? And yeah, I'm getting really riled up, but I take a couple of deep breaths and I remind myself, I have a plan, you know, and that's why I'm here. You know, I'm here to get something that I need. So I'm going, yeah, you're right. I have no idea what it means, but it's an awesome name, okay? And you guys make an awesome team. And that really throws them. One of them looks at the other and goes, thank you. And then the other goes, you know, sorry we kind of, you know, ghosted you and became insanely successful overnight. But, you know, just our sound just works better without you. And again, I'm like, just keep it together, man. And I'm like, okay, how about a drink? You guys really need to meet my girlfriend. She's like your biggest fan. We go, we have a drink. And, you know, it's going great. We have another drink. A few drinks later, Natalie's making out with Pavlos. And I'm like, so much for my plan. Anyway, they started going out. They started posting pictures together all the fucking time. And it's super serious. And I am super depressed. A while later, they stop posting pictures. And I find out that they've broken up. And I'm like, what happened? And turns out Natalie had also had a thing with Nikos. And when Pavlos found out, it all went tits up, as you can imagine. So let's see. Pavlos and Natalie broke up. Then Nikos and Natalie broke up. They couldn't handle it. And then, of course, Pavlos and Nikos broke up. And just like that, there was no Musica Ficta. And I'm like, I couldn't have planned this any better. Thanks, guys. Follow me on social media. I'm kidding.
That was Dimitri.
Next up, Rachel.
With another story about reunion.
Okay, so this is a story from my first couple of years living in London when I didn't have any money and I was drunk a lot. I used to do... Has anyone heard of Property Guardian? Yeah. So I used to do that, and it's basically when you pay very, very little rent and you rent somewhere that's kind of falling apart. So I'll give you an example. I lived in a psychiatric hospital for a while, and one day there was a carbon monoxide leak. And they put a sign on the door, but didn't think to tell us. We just kept living there. So this time, I finally got a good property. I sort of was moving to an old children's home. So I was really excited, moving out of my flat. I was paying like £300 a month. And I sort of, this was the day that I was moving. And on the day of moving, I was packing up all my stuff. And I got home and my housemate's cousin was there. And he was he was sat by himself. I felt a little bit sorry for him. He was reading the Daily Mail. I don't know. And drinking red wine by himself. And he was like, Rachel, please, can we go for a drink? I really want to go for a drink tonight. And I felt so sorry for him that I ended up going for a drink on my moving day. And we sort of ended up going to this bar. And I had quite a lot to drink. I think he seemed to think that he was on a date, which was not my intention. And a surprise date is never the best date. So I got really drunk. Ended up getting my possessions into an Uber. So it's like three boxes at this point. And drunkenly sort of moved into this house, just dumped all my stuff, and I went to bed. So I took my clothes off, went to bed. And this was a children's home. And in the middle of the night, I needed to go to the toilet. So it's sort of like 3 o'clock. And I sort of closed the door to go to the toilet, which was just outside. And obviously, when I tried to get back into the room, given that it was an institution, the door was locked. And it was a Yale lock. So it was 3 a.m. No one else was in this house yet. It was me. I was completely naked. And I was just in this house. So we had electricity. I sort of turned the lights on and went looking around the house. And because it was a brand new place, there was not a single piece of fabric in this whole place. There was no duvet. There was no curtains. There was absolutely nothing to wrap myself with. So sort of eventually I sat shivering on one of the beds waiting, and the sun came up. So it must have been 6, 7 o'clock. And I sort of, my phone was inside, my credit card, everything. I realised that I couldn't call anyone. I sort of started to panic about going to work on a Monday, realising I can't really go to work naked. I mean, I'm a teacher, so that would be very inappropriate. And I sort of sat there trying to, how do I get into this room? I kicked the door, obviously. I couldn't kick a door in. And I eventually managed to summon up the courage, bear in mind I'm naked, no clothes, to go onto the street and sort of try and open the door. And I met a very kind woman who let me borrow a phone, and I Googled and called the locksmith and sort of explained the situation to him. You know, I'm here, I'm naked, can you come and let me in the door? And yeah, the locksmith didn't turn up. He sort of, I couldn't give him a credit card, he didn't turn up. And sort of had a look around the house. I did find some tramadol, but no, nothing more than that to get into the thing. And I eventually remembered that you can sort of open a door with a plastic bottle, and I found a knife and I hacked this door. My fingers at this point, it's about midday. It was midday on the woman's phone. And my fingers at this point were bleeding because I'd sort of tried to scratch the door so much. And eventually, finally, I managed to just about pop the lock and the door opened. I was like, yes. And I got so excited by this door opening that I immediately let it shut again. still naked, still, you know, still can't go to work. And yeah, anyway, half an hour later, I did get in the room and I was finally reunited with my clothes.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to see a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.